Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, in all this talk about Norm MacDonald, do people remember that he was fired from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah,
and the reason?
One too many O.J. Simpson jokes was the reason.
Because the producer at that time, Don Ohlmeyer, was a friend of O.J.'s? Is that the speculation?
Or was it at the time? That was kind of the rumor, but Norm MacDonald, you know, has always been known for pushing the envelope a little bit. So I think he may have pushed the envelope a little too far.
Yeah, he always did. I know, and I'm so glad that you're going to let us hear that emotional stand-up he did on the Letterman show.
Yeah.
We'll get to that and some other audio here in just a couple of minutes. But let's talk about a couple of other things first, if we can. Sharon Osbourne is feeling a little betrayed these days, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She says she is feeling betrayed by her former co-hosts on the talk. You know, now she is, you know, trying to, you know, kind of make amends, get back on the trail of getting back to work. And, you know, she says that with this whole racism scandal that plagued her when Piers Morgan's comments about Meghan Markle came out, she said that all of the other co-hosts knew what was going down and knew what was happening and didn't do anything.
When your responsibilities vary from day to day,
you
need flexible seating that puts you in control, no matter the task at hand.
Oh, hold on, Dean. We some breaker, breaker.
I always like a little musical accompaniment in my
somebody CB radio working overtime this morning. As you were saying,
Sharon Osbourne is saying that all of the other co-hosts kind of set her up for her decline. They knew what was going to happen, and they let it happen. And she said on Daily Mail TV that she felt completely betrayed by the whole thing. So, you know, she's still in attack mode for being let go from that show.
We've just been talking a lot about the pandemic and the virus, but on Broadway, it's back to business, isn't it?
Yeah, good to see all of that happening again. Our friend Miguel Cervantes, who played Alexander Hamilton here in Chicago for 5 years, took to the stage at the Richard Rogers Theater there. Lin-Manuel Miranda came out first before Hamilton returned and talked about how it took 6 years the first time to bring Hamilton back to stage. He was glad that it wasn't 6 years this time to bring Hamilton back to the stage, welcomed everybody back, first performance in 18 months, and obviously, you know, there were standing ovations throughout, a three-minute standing ovation, I'm told, for our pal Miguel Cervantes, but The Lion King reopened yesterday as well, Wicked reopened yesterday as well, so things are getting back to normal on The Great White Way.
Dean, Norm MacDonald was very private about his battle with cancer, and it went on almost 10 years, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. We really still don't know very many details about it, only that he battled cancer, lost his battle yesterday. He was only 61 years old, but man, in his years, left such a mark on comedy, not only from SNL. A lot of people will remember that from various television roles and movie roles, but he was a favorite on late night TV. For example, Conan O'Brien said that Norm had the most unique comedic voice I have ever encountered. John Stewart said of Norm MacDonald, "No one could make you break like Norm MacDonald, hilarious and unique." And David Letterman, who had MacDonald on his show frequently, tweeted, And Letterman does not tweet. He came out of hiding, sort of, just to say, in every important way in the world of stand-up, Norm was the best, an opinion shared by me and all peers. Always up to something, never certain, until his matter-of-fact delivery leveled you. Norm MacDonald was one of the final guests on David Letterman's talk show back in 2015, where Norm MacDonald actually got very emotional while he was doing some stand-up, telling of the time when he first saw David Letterman doing stand-up comedy.
We all know that David Letterman was the greatest talk show host who ever lived. But I remember Dave differently, because the first time I saw him, I was 13 years old. I was living in... I was living in Toronto, Canada, and I went to a talk show they had there. And David Letterman was the stand-up comedian on the show. And I loved stand-up. And David Letterman did this joke that I told everybody this joke. I love this joke. It still stays with me as my favorite stand-up joke ever. So I'd like to do it for you if you'd like to hear it. I was on the street the other day, and... I saw a garbage truck, and on the back of the garbage truck, there was a small sign that said, "Please do not follow too closely." Another of life's simple pleasures ruined by a meddling bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen. You remember the old days when Dad would pile the kids in the station wagon, and we'd all go out and follow a garbage truck? So anyways, I'd just like to say, I know that Mr. Letterman is not for the mawkish, and he has no truck for the sentimental, but if something is true, it is not sentimental, and I say in truth, I love you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was really something.
Yeah, the two of them, you have to see the video, the two of them embracing Norm, extremely emotional. Letterman was, you know, flabbergasted. And, you know, he's not exactly known for wearing his emotions on his sleeve either. So, you know, they it was a genuine, very, very genuine moment. We had Norm MacDonald here on WGN Morning News many times. One of the times was in 2010, April of 2010, when he was here doing stand-up out at Zany's.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Hey, I don't know if you were in the green room when we were playing, once again, the Celebrity Jeopardy, which we're big fans of. did you ever run into Burt Reynolds? Did he ever give you any feedback on your impersonation of him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He phoned me, and he wanted to be on the show, and he wanted to come on the show, punch me in the face. And then he would replace me and be even more stupid, but I was going to do it, but then I was afraid. Somebody told me he would punch me in the face.
Really? What are your best memories from Saturday Night Live?
Well, my best memory is working with Chris Farley. That was my best, because he was like the funniest guy ever, so I always remember that.
When you look at your body of work, what would you say you're most proud of, or you think is some of the funniest stuff that you've done?
Well, I like Saturday Night Live a lot, but I like my stand-up the best of all. Yeah, yeah, that's my funnest thing to do.
And that's what keeps you, like, you keep your sleeves rolled up and keep doing that. How do you keep stuff fresh? Like, if you're on that circuit, where are you coming up with your inspiration for that?
Well, I just always, I'm always trying to think of whatever's current, you know, to talk about. And I'm always on the road, so it's pretty easy because I only perform an hour a day, and the rest of the time I'm just
observing, huh? Yeah. Getting material.
Other than the hour a day you spend doing stand up. Basically, my life is the life of a drifter.
So,
does this note mean? Because they,
you get an idea there. You get an idea of his visit back in 2010 here on the morning news. Spend some time today if you can, and just watch some old clips of him hosting award shows, on talk show appearances. He's hilarious, and his delivery and his writing style. Just is so deadpan and so hilarious. Listen to this clip. This was when he was hosting Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
According to a new survey, 55% of adults feel that women are most responsible for minor fender benders, while 78% blame men for most fatal crashes. Please note that the percentage in these pie graphs do not add up to 100% because the math was done by a woman. For those of you hissing at that joke, it should be noted that that joke was written by a woman. So now you don't know what the hell to do. No, I'm just kidding. We don't hire women.
So funny. So unique, so smart.
Yeah, exactly right. He will be tremendously missed.
In a 2011 comedy special, McDonald said it was wrong to ever say that one lost the battle with cancer. He said, "I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure that if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. That, to me, is not a loss. That's a draw."
Hmm.
I mean, wow. He's such a witty guy, yeah. And as you pointed out, that delivery, very special.
Just one in a million. It's very, very, very sad.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.